I don't know. I didn't really like the idea of doing live webinars. I'm more of an introvert, and I just like evergreen strategies where things are just kind of working in the background for me. So I took the principles of a webinar, though, and turned those into an audio podcast. So those conversion rates, you know, when you're talking about 27 to 30% on something that is just running in the background, to me, that's worth putting ads on. That's worth, you know, starting to put some money behind this because it is working.
I think what gets me excited about this is I feel like it matches our current culture, like how society is currently functioning. When was the last time I sat down uninterrupted and watched a webinar? Or, you know, it's been a while, right? But I always have something going on my phone. I'm always listening to something. And so I think this is a beautiful strategy because it recognizes how busy we are today, how people are consuming content in today's current atmosphere. And I think it's just so smart. If you want to build a legitimate, profitable online business without shiny objects, without the hypey gimmicks, and without the stress and overwhelm, if you want to make more money without having to be present online all day, every day, pumping out content that nobody sees and hustling DMs to generate leads and sales, then this is the place for you. Welcome to the Digital Trailblazer Podcast, your online business university, where you'll learn how ordinary people start from ground zero with no influence, no email list or audience to sell to, and no business or marketing experience, and go from working 9-to-5 jobs to building successful 6- and 7-figure online businesses and all the steps in between. Learn the strategies that worked and what didn't. Learn the mistakes that they made and how to avoid them, and then learn their plans for scaling their businesses and taking things to the next level. All so that you can build your business faster and easier and make more money without sacrificing the things that are important to you in your life. I'm your host, Leah Ray Getz, and with me is my husband, Todd. Now, let's get to it with today's guest. Hey, Digital Trailblazers, welcome. And with us today, we have Rebecca Cousins. Rebecca, go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience and let them know what you're all about.
Yeah, thank you so much, Leah and Todd, for having me on your show today. My name is Rebecca Cousins, and I work with service providers, coaches, and consultants to help them generate more leads and sales through simple marketing strategies and evergreen funnels.
How did you get started? Because clearly that's not the beginning step of this process.
No, I have actually been in the marketing industry for all, well, this is my 20th year, actually. I got my start right out of college working for a public relations firm, fell in love with marketing, went back to grad school for it, and then went out on my own shortly after that and have been doing marketing for agencies for the last 20 years. So I've got a lot of time.
So going from the agency world and now into what you're doing, how did that transition occur?
Yeah. So like I said, I had my own marketing agency for about 18 years or so. And I had always kind of done a little bit of coaching on the side, mostly just with friends and other moms who I would meet on the playground would ask, you know, how do you get started doing your own business? And I would love to start something from home, but I just don't know how. And so I'd always kind of do a little bit of coaching on the side just for fun. And then when 2020 hit and the pandemic hit, I lost a lot of my marketing clients. And so I kind of felt like it was at that time where I started to think, you know, if I really have had this passion for coaching, I've always wanted to coach women, and maybe now is the time to do it. So I was still working with clients, and I started to, you know, slowly phase them out, started to slowly take some coaching clients. And it was in the fall of 2022 that I finally went all in on coaching. And so now that's what I do full time.
What is the type of coaching that you do? Like what are the specifics of how you help people?
Yeah. So when I first pivoted to coaching, I was actually doing a lot of work with women who were in the startup phase. So they had just had an idea, but didn't really know how to execute on that. And then I started to realize that, you know, through that work, the biggest issue that I found that most service providers or coaches and consultants really had was that they were geniuses at their craft and with working with their clients, but they really lacked the skills in understanding how to market their own businesses. And so I pivoted, started to pivot again to really focus on the marketing aspect versus the business growth. And so, you know, over this last year, I started refining what I actually help women with, and that is their marketing, because a lot of times they don't really know how to do it. And so they're finding that they're working with clients, they'll get a client, and then that client's contract will end, and then they have no leads in their pipeline, and then they're just kind of stuck on this roller coaster of leads, no leads. And it's really the marketing piece that they needed help with, just how to, you know, attract more clients to them.
In building this so far, getting now into the coaching side, what were some of the biggest challenges that you faced in this journey and how you overcame them?
Yeah, that is such a great question. There was a lot of challenges, actually. I didn't think, honestly, in my mind, pivoting to coaching wasn't going to be that big of a transition. And because I had built my other company from the ground up, and I had actually had like another side hustle I had done over the years as well. So I had a lot of experience building companies and, you know, being successful as an entrepreneur. And so I just was kind of naive when I went into coaching, thinking it was going to be the same. And it was a little bit of a challenge for me, I'm not going to lie, at first, because it's a very different, it felt like a very different muscle that I needed to exercise going into, you know, corporations and businesses and assessing their marketing and creating strategies for them versus coaching somebody else on how to do it themselves. And so there was a pretty steep learning curve for me, I'm not going to lie. But once I got in my groove and once I really started to, you know, figure out that it's not really that different in the end. It's just a matter of, you know, how I approach it. And so now I feel like I'm really starting to get my stride, but it did take me a good year to just kind of really figure all this out.
I'm curious. I heard you did some really interesting things, that you had a cool strategy that was working well for you. So talk to me about what's working well for you in finding clients these days.
Yeah. So personally, what's working well for me right now, and I'm starting to teach and work on this with my clients as well, is a secret podcast strategy. I'm using that as a two-part lead generation strategy and evergreen sales system for my business. And it has been just incredible for my business the last couple months.
Okay. So all ears perked up. What does that mean?
I love this question, because I think, you know, when as entrepreneurs, we think what we do, you know, isn't anything special, and everybody knows, you know, our strategies, and there's no new strategies under the sun. But every time I say the word secret podcast, people are like, what is that? I've never heard of that. And that's so fun for me. So a secret podcast, you know, they're called a lot of things, and they've been around for a number of years. I first started using one back in 2020, actually. And they can be several different things. So kind of traditionally, they started off just being a private audio feed. So podcasters might take a set of episodes that they have and make those private and gated, or people have used them with, you know, as far as coaches and course creators have used them within their programs to deliver additional trainings, things like that. The way I do it, though, is I run it almost like a webinar, but it's all audio. So the version that I do and the formula that I use and have developed is to create a condensed buying journey for my clients that helps them really come in, and it builds that trust. They overcome limiting beliefs. I handle the sales objections. They do a small shift in taking action, and this, you know, taking 1% transformation to getting ready to actually work with me. And it's all done through audio.
So do you offer this as kind of like a sort of like a lead magnet or free training that people are just opting in for?
Yeah, so that's exactly what it is. So the only way they can get it is by going to a landing page in an opt-in form, and they provide their email address and their, you know, their contact information, and then they get access to the Secret Podcast. Now, the way I do it is that they get access immediately. They get, it's typically 4 to 5 episodes long, and they get immediate access. And the reason I do it that way versus dripping it out is so because, you know, when people are excited about something, you want to give them the information. You want to be able to allow them to binge it. And especially if they're excited, you want to take advantage of that captive audience, right? So they get all 4 of the episodes at once. They can binge them, but it's also attached to an email sequence. So each day they're going to be getting a new email that's going to further enhance what they're learning in the audio, but also point them back to the podcast. So it's really this system of how it's all tied together. And then so once they are on the email list and they're getting the podcast, it's really this multi-dimensional sales piece because I'm in their ears. We're, you know, forming this almost like an intimate relationship, right? Because they're listening to me and I'm coaching them, and then they're getting these emails, and then they go through the whole series and it invites them to work with me. So in each episode, I'm sharing a little bit more about the journey and what it would be like to work together. And then at the end, they're invited to come into my program or my one-to-one offer. And if they join at that point, then great. But if not, then there's an entire sales sequence on the back end that continues to nurture them and provide the offer invite.
I like the uniqueness of this because every time you say the word webinar, people already have an idea of, oh, okay, so this is a video where I'm just going to get sold at the end, right? It's going to be a bunch of fluff at the beginning, I'm going to get sold at the end. Or even if you say challenge now, everybody kind of knows, okay, if I register for this challenge, it'll just be 5 days long and I'm going to get some training, but I'm going to get pitched at the end. And so a lot of times when you're using those formats to generate clients and generate leads and things like that, there's already resistance built into that. So what I like about what you're doing is that when you said secret podcast strategy, I'm like, okay, so the strategy is secret, but you mean like the podcast is secret. Like nobody knows about it. You don't publish it anymore. And the only way they get access is by opting in. And to me, that's really neat because when people see that, they're not going to have those preconceived ideas of, oh, I'm going to get pitched at the end. It's more like, oh, podcast. Well, I get a lot of value out of podcasts. Let me check this out. So I think just that in and of itself is one of the things that really make this cool until marketers ruin it, because marketers ruin everything.
Yeah, then it won't be a secret anymore, right?
Yeah. But there'll all be, you know, there'll always be something else that you can pivot to, which is kind of the neat thing about what we do as well. So with this secret podcast strategy, these audio files, are they just MP3 downloads that you deliver somehow, or is this actually published like on a directory or something, or how is that delivered?
Yeah, great question. So I've actually done it a number of ways. Like I said, I started using this a secret podcast a number of years ago, and my process has actually evolved a lot, and I'm happy to share more about how, you know, it went from what it used to be to what it is now. But I've tested out a number of ways of doing this. So I have an all-in-one platform that I use, and I've just had the audio files on that, and people can access them through the app that is attached to my all-in-one system. I've used podcast hosts like Hello Audio and Libsyn to deliver it. And I've done it just even where each email has had an audio file attached to it. But what truly makes it a secret podcast is if you are, if it is being hosted on a platform, because then people can actually take and listen to it anywhere that they listen to a podcast. And that's really the advantage of doing that. It's great if they just get the audio files, and that's fine. It does serve a purpose. And so if somebody's wanting to do this more, you know, in a budget friendly way, that's a great way to do it. I love hosting it on a platform because not only do I get the analytics behind it, and I can really track who's accessing this, who's listened to it, where they're dropping off, and you know, statistics like that, but it's also provides a better experience for the user on the end, because then they can listen to it on, you know, Apple Podcasts or wherever they like to listen to their podcasts.
So theoretically, then people could come across this podcast on their own if they were searching you or searching something on iTunes or Apple Podcasts?
Yes and no. So I've hosted it on Libsyn before, and there you cannot gate it in a way that it's not searchable. So technically somebody could, if they had the name of it, go and find it. Hello Audio is the platform I'm currently using, and you truly can have a secret podcast on there. It's not searchable. So truly the only way they can get it is through the gated portion of it. So giving over their email address in order to get access. Both work great, and I've used both, and I've honestly have never had anybody just find it on their own because, I mean, there's millions of podcasts out there, right? So unless somebody has the exact name of it, they're not going to find it. And most people aren't going to take the time to search for it anyway. But Hello Audio is a platform that will allow you to have it completely gated, and they can still access it through their feed wherever they like to listen to podcasts.
That confuses me slightly. So they have to access it through Hello Audio, but they can still listen to it in the other podcast players?
They can. So the way, and I'm probably going to botch this up because this is, you know, however Hello Audio works their magic, the way you set it up is then it gives you, I think it's called an RSS feed. And then that allows people to choose where they listen to it at. So when I set it up, you can choose to have it accessed in any platform, or you can select certain ones. So I could go in and say, I only want them to be able to listen to it on Spotify, or I only want them to listen to it on Apple Podcasts. You know, I keep mine open so they can listen to it wherever they would like to. Because then again, it's when you make it so convenient for people to be able to access your information and there's no barriers to it, then people are more than likely going to actually take action and listen to it and go through it, which is the whole goal, right? That's the goal of a lead magnet. You not only want to collect their email address, but you want to get them, you know, 1% closer to actually working with you. And, you know, so I want the people to actually go through it.
So I'm curious on how you've structured the podcast. Can you walk us through what that looks like?
Yeah, sure. And I think this is a good opportunity to kind of share how it's evolved over the years too, because the way I started it, so I learned about secret podcasts from a messaging coach I was working with back in beginning of 2020, and the way she used it was almost in lieu of a discovery call. And so that's kind of how I started. So I set it up. It would mostly just be a primer for somebody to, you know, who I would be talking to and answering questions much like I would on a sales call, but I wouldn't actually have to be on the sales call. And then what would happen is it would go at the end to an application, and then that application would get us on a call, and I would close the sale, and then they would be a client. And that worked really well. But as I started to move away from the done-for-you services and I started to pivot into coaching, I didn't really want that process anymore. And I wanted a way to sell people into my coaching programs. And I didn't want an application because that just wasn't the type of program I was running. I wanted it to be really open. And I just wanted something that was more evergreen that would give them information about the program, give them a taste of what it would be like to work with me, and then sell them into my offers right from the podcast. So I kind of went back to the drawing board. And at the time, people were doing webinars, and webinars were, you know, really successful. But I don't know. I didn't really like the idea of doing live webinars. I'm more of an introvert, and I just like evergreen strategies where things are just kind of working in the background for me. So I took the principles of a webinar, though, and turned those into an audio podcast. So it really does kind of touch on a lot of the same points that a webinar would without all of the additional fluff, right? Because a lot of times, you know, you get on these webinars and they can be great, but there also can just be a lot of stuff that you're sitting through that you know, it's boring and people don't want all of that. And my audience is busy. A lot of them are moms. They don't have time to sit down for a webinar. They just want information that they can take on the go. So I structured it now to where it's a 4 or 5 episode podcast, and it is designed to take somebody through a condensed buying version or buying journey. So they would, you know, they come in, we're shifting their mindset beliefs, giving them actions to take to kind of help them with a mini transformation. Get to share my framework with them and what it would be like to work with me. And then, of course, handle objections and then give them the offer invite. And so that's really how it's structured. It's very condensed. They're only, you know, maybe 20 minutes an episode at the most. And people walk away and they love it because they don't feel like they're being sold to. They feel like they're actually gaining insight into their offer. They're, you know, learning how to start the action in order to get the transformation that they want. And I get feedback all the time about how the listeners feel like they've just, you know, once they've gone through it, that they've loved it and they feel like they've really gained a lot from that. And so I think that's what is really just something that's so unique about it, is that it's a sales mechanism for me, but it doesn't feel like you're being sold to from the listener's aspect.
I'm curious, because you talked about tying all of it in with your email sequence. So how many, what's the email sequence? Like how many are in that? Just, is it 4 for 4 days? You keep going for a while after that? What does that look like?
Yeah. So it's a total of 14 emails, but that also includes, you know, that, you know, here's your access, did you get it, emails at the front, right? It's kind of those welcome emails. And then there's 4 emails that are specifically attached to each of the 4 episodes. And then there's an offer and a congratulations for, you know, going through the podcast email. And then there's a little bit of a break in the sequence. So if somebody actually joins my, so I'm currently running it to my group coaching program is what I'm currently running it to. So if somebody joins the program, they don't get put into the sales sequence. If they do not purchase the program, then they get an additional 7 email sales sequence on the back end. That will continue to nurture them. It continues to talk about the offer and then sells them at the end.
I'm curious on the price points that you've sold using this strategy. Like how high have you been able, how low have you done and how high have you done successfully with good conversions on you know, selling with the Secret Podcast?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'll talk about the version that I'm doing now. Versus, you know, when I started to an application. So the way I'm doing it now with the, that's an evergreen process. Currently, I'm selling into an offer that's $1,500. However, I've sold I mean, I've tested this on a lot of different things. So I've sold everything from a $7 offer up to a, you know, $297 offer through different, you know, tripwires and downsells that are attached to this secret podcast. I'm selling currently into my group coaching program, which is $1,500. I've sold one-on-one. I'm not a real high ticket coach, so probably my highest may not be as high as most people in your audience, but my higher ticket is between 3 and 5, and I've sold into that. However, I did teach this to a small group of entrepreneurs recently at a conference that I was a speaker at, and several of them have sold this up to $10,000. I had one attendee who used this formula and sold offer that was $10,000, and she had a conversion rate of 13% on that using the secret podcast, which to me just feels insane. So I was like, wow, you know, that's high. And my conversion rates, if you look at it in comparison to a live webinar, right? You would get roughly about a 33%, somewhere around there, if that number is still accurate. If on a pre-recorded webinar, so a webinar that's recorded and you are just putting it out on your website evergreen, that's somewhere around 19%. My secret podcast has been across the board between 27 and 30% conversions. And it doesn't really matter on the price point, but it's been so consistent. And so to me, I feel like that is really good because I'm creating this once, is living on, and I'm not having to do any more work for it. It's just continuing to sell the offers in the background for me.
Those conversion numbers, that's everybody who enters the funnel on the funnel. So everybody who opts in, by the time they get to the end, whether they watch all the episodes or not, it's a, what would you say, 27 to 30%?
Yeah, that's the average for mine, yes.
Right, oh, okay. And so are those at the, when you drop the offer, are you sending people straight to a sales page and they purchase on their own, or is this going to like a sales call and then you close them on the phone?
I'm not closing anybody on the phone in mine. So what I'm doing is I am in the actual podcast episodes, I'm sharing the offer. So we'll use the example of my group coaching program. So in that, I'm inviting them into that program in each of the episodes. So I will share the link to, you know, to the sales page, and then they will go to a sales page from there. It's also in the emails. So the emails are a really key aspect of this because so they get access to all of the episodes at once so they can binge them. But we know people get busy, right? So they might listen to one and then they're not listening to the next one. So each day they're getting a new email that points them back to the podcast, reminds them to listen to it, gives them a link to it. And then it also, you know, shares with them the offer. So it says, you know, something like, if, you know, you're resonating with anything that I'm sharing with you in this podcast and you're ready to dive into the program, here's a link where you can get started right away. And so it's giving them the information and pointing them back to the podcast episodes, but it's also sharing the offer every day. And then the sales sequence on the back end is, you know, a very standard sales sequence that I was using for my live launches. I just put it at the end of the podcast so that it would continue to do the heavy lifting for me for those people who maybe just weren't ready to make a decision in those 4 episodes, or maybe, you know, maybe they only made it through episode 3 and then kind of dropped off. So it captures those people again.
Yeah, those are like crazy numbers for conversions. Where are you getting your traffic from on the front end? Like, are you driving ad traffic? Is this referral traffic somewhere? I mean, where's the traffic coming from?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I have run ads to it, and but when I decided to, after I had taught this process at that conference last year, I thought, okay, you know, I think there's a lot of people who would really be interested in learning how to do this. So then I decided at that point, because a lot of my audience, they don't run ads yet. And I wanted to be able to have information to back up, you know, the effectiveness of this podcast through organic traffic. So I stopped running my ads and have done all of this organic. So those conversion rates that I gave you of the 27 to 30%, that is all organic traffic. So right now what I'm using is just social media posts. I have a Facebook group. So when people come into my Facebook group and they ask, you know, they get asked those three questions. One of the questions is, would you like access to a free training? And then they get this free training as part of coming into my group. I share about it on Pinterest, you know, anywhere that you would promote a lead magnet is the same place that I'm promoting the Secret Podcast.
Do you have any numbers for conversion numbers for your ad traffic?
I didn't run ads very long to it, and I didn't have the sales sequence on the back end at the time that I was running the ads. So I don't even know what my conversions were on that, but I know my cost of leads were around $3 to $4. So it was a little per lead. And so that was a little bit higher compared to some of my other lead magnets because I was running, you know, standard PDF downloads, eBooks. I had a Trello board that was doing really well, and I was getting leads somewhere between 50 cents and, you know, a dollar and a half per lead on those. And so it was a little bit higher, but the quality of traffic that was coming in and the quality of leads was also much higher. So I did notice that the people who were coming in were high intent buyers. So they were, you know, once they went through that podcast and they were more excited about that as a lead magnet than they were, you know, the PDF download, which was never actually most of the time getting accessed. You know, they were going through this, they were excited about it. And so, you know, even though it was a little bit higher cost per lead, it actually was worth it because they had more intent.
So did you clarify with a gal who used your training to sell a $10,000 program with the Secret Podcast method? Did she take sales calls or did she sell directly on the podcast?
No, she did do sales calls. So they ran theirs in a way where they did the same formula where they were, you know, taking somebody through the almost like a webinar, so the condensed buying journey. And then at the end, they did use an application and then brought people onto a sales call to sell that. So it works really no matter how you like to sell. So if you are somebody who does want to have a sales call, it works with that. You're just sending them to, you know, your link to book a call versus a sales page. But then I had other people who were also at that conference who were using it as a pre-launch strategy, and they were seeing increased sales for that. So even the host of this program, he used it on his most recent launch and had a 45% increase in sales. And he said that one of the attributes that lent to that was using the Secret Podcast as a lead-in. So it's just, there's so many uses for it. You have had people who have taken it, who are used to running 4 or 5 day challenges. This is a great use for this. I think a lot of your audience might, you know, do challenges and such. So she took her 4 day challenge, and rather than running it live, she took all of that, recorded it as a Secret Podcast, and she went from on average 400 registrations for a live challenge to over 800. So she doubled her registrants because people don't want to sit through a 4 day challenge. A lot of times people are busy. So being able to just take the information with them, listen to it when they want, where they want, while they're doing other things, is a lot more enticing than somebody having to give up their time to sit through a challenge or a webinar or any of those other things.
Yeah, I think that convenience factor is really neat too. The other thing I would say with selling that $10,000 program, I mean, I know there's a lot of agencies out there and marketing gurus that will teach the, you know, you run Facebook ads to an application funnel, and then you book calls on the back end, and you're paying anywhere from like $100 to $300, depending on your niche, right? $100 to $300 per application. And they make these big promises about, yeah, book 100 calls per month, or you don't pay, or blah, blah, blah. And yeah, they'll book you the calls, but like the no-show rate on those is so incredibly high. It's like we'll only have like a 5 or 10% show rate. 9 out of 10 people are just not showing up for those calls. But if you've got something where for a $10,000 program, people are booking themselves and you're selling on 30% of those, right? It's a 30% close rate. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, I think too, with running ads and different ways that you can use this, there's all these different ways that you can layer on top of this strategy. So you can use it to book a call, but you could also use it in the way that I've done it, where I'm selling into a group coaching program, but I've also layered on tripwires. So when somebody comes in and they give me their email address on the landing page, instead of just going straight to a thank you page, I've taken them to, you know, a one-time offer page. And that works really well too. And so if you are somebody who wants to run ads to this, that's a great way to pay for your ad spend up front. And then that increases, obviously, your profit on the back and continues to build your email list. So that's another, you know, really nice way to increase your ROI on this.
I think what gets me excited about this is I feel like it matches our current culture, like how society is currently functioning. Because I know myself, I have a podcast on constantly, like all the time. Now, when was the last time I sat down uninterrupted and watched like a show or a webinar or, you know, it's been a while, right? But I always have something going on my phone. I'm always listening to something. And so I think this is a beautiful strategy because it recognizes how busy we are today, how people are consuming content in today's current atmosphere. And I think it's just so smart and I love it. Like, I think it's so cool.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Now that I think about that, because we used to do webinars all the time. And I remember having to put together the emails, the reminder emails, like, hey, your webinar's coming up in 2 hours. Make sure that you're ready. And there's always a disclaimer at the bottom of the email that says, make sure that you watch this on a desktop or laptop computer, because we're going to be sharing PowerPoint slides and, you know, it doesn't, you know, you're not going to be able to read it on a smartphone. And I remember doing that. And I remember thinking, well, we're running ads to this. I know that with our ad traffic, 80 to 90% of our leads are from mobile devices. So that's why we have to put that on there. And it's even now, Google search is a mobile first priority, right? It prioritizes websites that have mobile compatibility. Everything is going mobile now. Laptop sales, desktop sales, like desktop sales are almost dead. You don't see desktops anymore at Best Buy. So just that fact that it is so much more accessible on a mobile device, yeah, like it makes sense. Like, this is what we should be doing.
Yeah, 100%. I love that point so much. And, you know, I think that's partly why it works so well for me too, is because, as I mentioned, a lot of my audience are moms and we're just busy. So, you know, when we have time to work, we're working, and we don't always have time to add one more thing, you know, where we're sitting at our computer and having to, you know, go through a webinar or a sales training or anything like that. And the podcast really appeals to people like me, people who are in my audience, or, you know, anybody who's busy, because you can take it with you wherever you go. So you can listen to it while you're at the grocery store or at the gym or out walking your dog or laying in bed. It doesn't matter. It's a very intimate experience. I mean, as you guys know, you run an amazing podcast, and it's such an incredible way to connect with your audience that feels intimate. You're right there in their ear. It's almost like you're having a one-on-one conversation. And then when you add that layer of it being a secret podcast, it makes it feel exclusive, right? It's like, ooh, you know, I'm getting something here that isn't mainstream. It's not out in the public. It's, you know, like Rebecca's giving me her best secrets and her best information is being delivered right to me. And it creates this experience where you feel like you're just getting this one-on-one intimate conversation, like we're having coffee and we're just spilling the tea on all the good stuff. And it just, it's really about the experience and the user going through it and just walking away feeling like, oh, you know, that was amazing. I learned so much. I'm, you know, starting to take action. I'm, you know, moving towards this transformation. And I know that she is now the person that I want to work with. That's the whole goal.
So what would be one piece of advice, one tip for someone whose wheels are turning now? And like, I'm so doing this. What would be that takeaway?
Oh, I'd say just go for it. Go for it. And, you know, the great thing too about the way this podcast is set up is that, you know, the first iteration is always going to be a practice, right? So you dive in, create something. If you find that it's not converting, you can always go back and change it. It's so easy to change audio, right? You're not having to go back in and splice in different parts of your video. You just haul out your phone and re-record that one episode that's, you know, not working. And it's, yeah, I say just go for it. It's such an amazing experience. It's so fun. Your audience will absolutely love it. And it's, you know, for me, it's really fun. And I just love the feedback that I get. It's been a really nice way to also nurture my current clients, because even people who haven't come in to my world through the Secret Podcast, once they're in my world, I find that they go and they access it anyway. And that has been such an eye-opener for me. That I feel like that has been a really neat piece of this, is that it appeals to people who are already working with me too. And it just further builds that relationship. It further solidifies that, you know, I am somebody who knows what I'm talking about and, you know, they made the right choice. So it has just so many amazing parts to it. I'm so grateful that this is what I've landed on, and I'm loving now, like, starting to teach this program to other people and starting to see their podcasts come out into the world. And yeah, it's just been so much fun. It's been just amazing.
So what are your plans for scaling? Like, where do you plan? How do you plan to grow or build from here?
Well, you know, in relation to the Secret Podcast, like I said, I just created a program where I'm now teaching this formula, because it is it's not just taking random podcasts, right, and putting them together. There is a very strategic way that this is set up. And so I'm starting to teach this and I'm really excited about that. And, you know, as far as my own lead generation and my business, I'm looking to, now that I've kind of gone through that test of doing this all organic so I could show people that it can be done organic, I would like to scale this piece with ads again. I'd like to go back now that I have the whole system together and really see how I can do that. Because those conversion rates, you know, when you're talking about 27 to 30% on something that is just running in the background, to me, that's worth putting ads on. That's worth, you know, starting to put some money behind this because it is working. So I'll do that. And yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm really looking forward to this next year, 2023, and pivoting my business to full-time coaching was really about growing as a coach and growing this new part of my business and learning and just building. And now I feel like I'm in a phase where I've done all of that and now I can just start to market and scale and grow these programs. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I think, yeah, paid traffic, if you're converting well, oh, I'd drive a lot of paid traffic into that, especially since you're not able or you don't have to take sales calls. That's incredibly scalable, right? So you're not worried about calendar appointments, you know, space and everything like that. Like, that screams paid traffic to me. So
yeah, 100%.
So for those who are very curious to learn more about you and what you do, or even take a snoop around your secret podcast for themselves, how do they get connected with you?
If they want to take access to the secret podcast, they can go to simplebusinessstartup.com/free podcast. And that will give them access to my secret podcast. They can kind of get a behind the scenes look at how the whole process is. You know, you can learn so much just by going through somebody's funnel, right? So definitely do that. Or if Instagram is more your speed, I can be found at RebeccaCousins.co over on Instagram, and I would love to connect.
Yes, go check that out. We'll have the links for all of those in the show notes and description. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Digital Trailblazer podcast. For show notes and information about today's guest, head to digitaltrailblazer.com. Now, if you love this episode, if you got some value, make sure you leave us a review and subscribe. And be sure to share this episode with anyone you know who could use help to build their business. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.